The defendant and the victim were all friends. We believe that they are distantly related. That evening, the defendant had come to the home of the victim. They had played cards there earlier that day. After the card game, they then all retired to the living room where they began watching television. The surviving victim described that the defendant was very fidgety. He was standing up, sitting down, to the point that they inquired, was he feeling okay? He complained that he had a headache. The 17-year-old victim went and retrieved some aspirin for the defendant. Shortly after she returned back into the living room, the defendant produced from his coat a .22-caliber weapon, began firing, shot the 17-year-old once in the head. She died there almost immediately. He then shot her 17-year-old brother. He was able to put his arms up in a defensive posture. The bullet passed through his arm, slowing the bullet down, and the bullet did strike him in the head but did not penetrate his skull. He was able to run from the home. The third victim was in the back bedroom preparing to take a shower. When he heard the commotion, he comes there into the living room where he is shot and killed.